Welcome to your assessment results. You know, in life, we can choose to be conscious, step back, and reflect on our own thinking. This is a uniquely human gift, and it separates us from all other living creatures. We are not our thoughts. Just like we can in real life, we are going to step back and examine your thought processes. Now, you notice in the middle there's a world. That world represents you, whole and complete. On the left side of your world, you will find 18 characteristics that will support you as you go out into the external world. You know, when we connect with people and complete tasks and face rules and regulations. On the right side of your world, we find 18 characteristics that will support you when you look in the mirror, if you will, and examine your internal world. How should we value ourselves, our roles, our goals, and our expectations? What we'll want to discover is this. Are our underlying habits of thinking supporting these characteristics? Or putting pressure on them? Is there ever a time when we are so attached to an old and unhealthy habit of thinking that when we relax and let our hair down, you know, those times when we're exhausted, do these thought processes take over? I mean, who generally gets the very best version of us? You know, those times when we choose to be conscious and we're on our best behavior. And who generally gets the worst of us, you know, when we allow these unhealthy, sabotaging thoughts to run our life? This we know. The more often we choose to be conscious and fight old habits of thinking, the more joyful and successful our lives can be. Og Bandino said it this way, I have surrendered my free will, that's my right to even choose, to these years of accumulated habits and the past deeds of my life, those things I do when they're in charge, those past deeds have already marked out a path which threatens to imprison my future. In a few moments, you're going to know with laser accuracy which thought processes have been supporting your efforts and which thought processes may have been holding you back from the success you desire to achieve. You will know precisely where to focus your time and resources to intentionally create the world of your dreams. Well, double-click on any characteristic and discover the strength in this characteristic when we are conscious and alert. Discover if there are any habits of thinking that may be putting a little pressure on this characteristic, making life harder than it needs to be. You'll know the amount of pressure by the color on that bar. Blue means there's no pressure. Green, there's occasionally a little pressure, but probably insignificant. Orange, frequently there's pressure, and red, constantly pressure. Red does not necessarily mean that it's bad. It just means there's a lot of pressure, and we're going to want to effectively manage that pressure. When you're ready, click on the button at the bottom of the graph. It says Creation Tools, and let us share the principles and practices and techniques that have been created to assist you in changing or managing these thought processes. James Allen, in his little yet powerful book, gives us this promise. Radically alter your thoughts, and you'll be astonished at the rapid transformation it will affect in the material conditions of your life. Life can be hard enough without dragging around these old and unhealthy habits of thinking. And some of them, left unchanged, may in fact imprison your future. Well, take courage and have fun. You know, some of these thought processes do not have a funny bone, so you'll want to provide the smile.